Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Mark, good day.
Good day, Michael.
I'm actually still in Africa, and it's amazing how little infiltration, at least in East Africa, the big tobacco companies have had. Very, very, very few cigarette smokers. And, you know, I do a lot of adolescent medicine, and you rarely see a teen here who reports smoking or you smell smoke on their clothes or anything. Perhaps it's a function of poverty, but it is perhaps a benefit. Anyways, readers will know that we have spent a lot of time talking about cigarette smoking, perhaps because it has been and continues to be the leading preventable cause of mortality. We also have reported that smokers who stop smoking reduce their risk of developing and dying from a whole slew of tobacco-related diseases. 70% of smokers in surveys say they want to quit, and over 40% of smokers will report that they've actually tried to quit in the past year and intentionally did not smoke for at least one day in the past year, often on the smoke-out day, but they end up failing. Long-term success rates of anybody who's unaided to quit smoking is low. Only 3 to 7% of smokers will be abstinent a year later. That's a pretty depressing statistic. With optimal treatment, the one-year abstinence rates after a single quit attempt can actually be about 30%. What you may ask is, well, what are those effective treatments? Meta-analysis of clinical trials have found that behavioral counseling and pharmacotherapy with nicotine replacement, with bupropion, and with varenicline. With nicotine replacement, with bupropion, and with varenicline, each of them has some strong evidence for efficacy in smoking. Mark, you picked an article this week from JAMA, published in 2014, volume 311, starts on page 155. It asks the question, is the combination of varenicline and bupropion superior to varenicline alone for increasing smoking cessation rates in adult smokers? Just for listeners, before Mark goes, this varenicline is marketed for us mere mortals. It's marketed under the name Shantex. So, Mark, when you combine Shantex with bupropion, which is marketed under the trade name of Zyban, do these two drugs do better than either one alone?
Yeah, this was a study of 500 adults. They had to smoke at least 10 cigarettes a day for 6 months. They had to be generally healthy, and they randomized them to either the Chantix plus Zyban, which was the combination therapy, or just the Chantix in standard doses. They followed them for 52 weeks. They had 11 clinic visits, and then they had 3 follow-up phone calls. So they followed them pretty closely. The main outcome was whether the patient reported having quit smoking for the previous 7 days. And they didn't believe the patients, which you probably shouldn't in this kind of a study. And they did carbon monoxide testing as well. And so they were only a quitter if they confirmed that by a low carbon monoxide level. They had pretty poor follow-up overall. They only had 62% of patients made it all 52 weeks. So participants who quit the study and where they had no further information on smoking, they were actually considered to have relapsed, so kind of a worst-case adjustment in the analysis, so which is the right thing to do. You don't want to assume that everyone who quit the study also quit smoking. That'd be pretty unrealistic, even more unrealistic. So they did a intention-to-treat analysis, again, the right way to do it, and they found that the combination therapy was associated with higher abstinence rates at 12 weeks and 26 weeks compared to the Chantix alone. But by 52 weeks, the difference was no longer statistically significant. Now, part of that may be loss of power due to the number of dropouts by that time. There was no difference in weight gain between the two groups, which is important. But anxiety and depression, actually, adverse events, were more common in the combination therapy group. So you give them an antidepressant, they have more depression. I don't know quite what that means. No differences were observed to show any treatment effects by age or sex. So women, men, age didn't really seem to matter. The one subgroup where they did see a greater benefit with combination therapy throughout the whole study was people who were defined as heavy smokers. And they were the ones that smoked at least 20 cigarettes or one pack a day. You know, I'd consider that kind of a moderate smoker, actually. I consider heavy two or more packs in my own, you know, personal, you know, kind of categories of smoking. So if they smoked a pack or more a day, then they had a better outcome with combination therapy, even at 52 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is that the combination of Chantix and Zyban did have higher quit rates early on, and even at 1 year, if they were heavy smokers, with a number needed to treat of about 9.
It's hard to be anything other than cynical in terms of, you know, all these pharmaceuticals, and now you've got 2 instead of 1, but... You know, I mean, a number needed to treat of 9. We do a whole lot of things for patients that have a lot worse number needed to treat than that. And, I mean, a heavy smoker in my book is a pack a day. So if you're up to 2 packs a day, I don't think I've seen anybody at that level. You know, I'm in California, and we don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. come to Georgia.
Well,
come to Michigan.
it's a pack of cigarettes and a pack of marijuana. Instead of just 2 packs of cigarettes. But
the caveat is there was more anxiety and depression, which was significantly more common in the combination group. So it's not without a cost, but still, it is a pretty significant difference.
Yeah. Talk to you next week, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.